what you did 5 minutes ago.
Today we started on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah. We went through Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We said that when you interview the witnesses, you'd ask them how northward, how southward, and in which direction it was facing. If they say that the moon was facing the sun, meaning the indentation of the moon was facing the sun, we know they're liars, because the moon never sees, the sun never sees the indentation of the moon, so as not to shame the moon. The rainbow never shows its indentation to the sun, so people wouldn't think the sun is shooting with the bow of the rainbow. We said that you bring in the other witnesses, even though you don't need them, just to make them feel good. And we said that when you'd ask them where it was, north or south, or in which direction it was headed, that's because depending on the season, summer or winter, the moon shifts the direction, the angle that it's facing. We said that if the witnesses, one said it was 2 flights high, one said it was 3 flights high, we accept it. But if one said 3 and one said 5, we do not accept their testimony. If they saw the moon's reflection, or they saw the moon through water or looking glass or through clouds, we don't accept their testimony, even if they saw half of it in the sky and half of it through a cloud, etc. If they weren't focused when they looked at the moon, and then when they tried to, they realized, hey, wait a second, we saw a new moon, and they turned around to take a good look at it, and then they didn't see it again, we don't accept their testimony, because we say, if you weren't focused, maybe what you saw was a beautiful cloud, a shiny cloud. Then we have the Mishnah that says the head of the court declares the month is sanctified, and everyone replies in unison, it's sanctified, it's sanctified. Tanakama holds, doesn't matter whether you saw it, the new moon on the 30th or the 31st, this is the procession. And Rav Lezer Rebbe Tzadok holds, no, only if you're designating the new month on the 30th does everyone declare it. But if it's the 31st, you don't. We said the source for this is that Moshe taught the set days to Israel. He taught them that the head of the court should designate it, and they are instructed, Asher tiku otam, we read it as tiku atim. We have a responsibility to designate the months as well. Heim mo'adai, him, the Jewish people, are responsible to designate mo'adai, Hashem sets times. We brought that Plimo says, it's our responsibility to designate only when it's on the 31st, and Rav Lezer Rebbe Shimon says, we only designate years, the 50th year of Jubilee. We don't designate months altogether. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer Rebbe Tzadok, that we only designate the new month when it's on the 30th. Abaye wanted to support that from the Mishnah that says that if everyone saw the new moon, but we didn't get to designate it, then the month is going to be, the new month is going to be on the 31st. We said, no, the Mishnah isn't telling you that you don't designate it on the 31st. It's just telling you it's going to be on the 31st, even though everyone knows it, that astronomically you missed the boat.